The third feature introduces a new series of walking tours, looking at the history of the area around the Norwich Cathedral. The article is read by Sarah Houghton.
A project to breathe new life into one of the most historical parts of the city will begin with a series of guided tours next month. The Midsummer Walking Stories will see several experts share their knowledge about the Cathedral Quarter with visitors to the area. During the three-day event, people will be able to join various free walks to learn about the area's rich history. It includes tours around the numerous pubs, medieval churches, and streets surrounding Norwich Cathedral. Some of the more unusual stories from the area will also be explored, including the 1272 Tombland Fair, which led to locals attacking the cathedral. The initiative, which takes place from June the 17th to the 19th, aims to raise the profile of the area and encourage greater footfall in the many local businesses. James Shelton, a member of the Cathedral Quarter Steering Group, said, "This is our first signature event, and we have thought long and hard about what this area can offer in contrast to the Norwich Lanes and the other parts of the city. It is not just about drawing people down here, it is about celebrating why this area is special and what distinguishes it from the other areas in Norwich." The walks last between 60 to 90 minutes and will be led by an expert guide, with each focusing on a different theme. They include the characters of Cathedral Quarter, a look into the locations associated with some of the well-known and more obscure characters who shaped the history of the area. Medieval churches of the Cathedral Quarter. An insight into the quarter's 16 parish churches, 8 of which are no longer standing. Time out of mind. Historian Colin Howie uses an array of artefacts and sources to reveal some of the stories associated with Fye Bridge and Colgate. Elm Hill. A detailed look into the people and houses on Elm Hill, which was once one of the most important streets in the city. Pubs of the Cathedral Quarter. Jonathan Hooton, chairman of the Norwich Society, will lead a walking tour exploring the history, characters and names behind some of the oldest pubs in the city. Historic Tombland. A journey through Tombland, looking at the Angles and the Danes, the arrival of the Normans and the building of Norwich Cathedral. It will also cover the Kett's Rebellion and the 1272 Tombland Fair. And last but not least, the Great Hospital and Riverside. A walk along the River Wensum, focusing on St James Mill, the Law Courts, Cow Tower and a tour of the Great Hospital, which was founded in 1249. In addition to the guided walks, there will also be a food and drink trail for people to enjoy. People wishing to take part in the walks next month are urged to book their place online as soon as possible. Nick Bond, head of tourism at Visit Norwich, said the event will highlight just how much the Cathedral Quarter has to offer. He added, "From a tourism point of view, I would say the recognition of the cathedral as a tourism asset has always been there, but we are conscious to illustrate what else there is in the area." The project involves various organisations across the city, including the UEA, the cathedral and local businesses. Christy Bain, who is involved with the Medieval Churches of Norwich research project at the UEA, added, "I think people will find it fascinating. It is just another way to explore the city, and although people are given a church focus, they will learn so much more along the trail." For more information on dates and times, please go to cathedral.org.uk/cathedral-quarter-walks.